Welcome back to the podcast. You want it, you can have it. I am your host, Deidre Hebron, and today I really wanted to bring up a subject that's called love bombing. Now, a lot of people don't really know what this term means, and I know when a lot of us hear it, we tend to think that, you know, it's a good thing. If somebody love bombs us, then they're really bombing us with all of the right things, right? They're showing us a lot of love, and they're showing up, and they're being there. And so a lot of us, I think, get this term wrong. And for a long time, I did this. And it wasn't until, I want to say, my last relationship that, you know, I really realized a lot of things. And I truly understood what this term meant. And so I kind of wanted to bring it to people's awareness just because it can be very toxic and it can lead to a lot of detrimental situations. I mean, I've found myself in many situations before where, you know, maybe I've loved bombed a person and not even realized it, or I have been loved bombed myself. And I want to say more often than not, I'm the one who does get love bombed, just because when you are somebody who is very empathetic and somebody who feels a lot of emotions and somebody who is kind of, you know, very gullible and like naive, which I've kind of always been like that, you can fall for these things very, very easily. And it's one great quality of a narcissist to love bomb people. So pretty much what this means is that when you meet somebody, okay, when you first start talking to somebody and they, within the first couple weeks, you know, or month or two, are telling you all of these things that you want to hear, right? They want to move in with each other and they want to have kids with you, and they want to grow with you, and they want to be traveling the world with you, and they just want to be giving you everything that you want, and they're telling you all of the things that you want to hear. Now, the reason why this can be so toxic is because when they are telling you all of these things that they know you want to hear or need to hear, they ultimately don't mean it. And so in the end, you are kind of left to just like question everything, you know, question your sanity, question your reality, question if any of it was real. And it can be very, very toxic and abusive, and it can lead to something called trauma bonding. So trauma bonding is when you are literally bonded to somebody through your own trauma. So for example, okay, my mom, she was very, very narcissistic. And so a lot of my trauma comes from that. A lot of my trauma comes from, you know, a lot of lies and manipulation and like just different tactics that she used to like make me feel guilty and made me feel bad for her. And so this shows up in a lot of my trauma. And then I bond to these people through that trauma. And so our trauma can show up in different ways, but it doesn't really matter. If somebody is love bombing you, you are automatically going to be trauma bonded to them because of your own trauma. And it is going to be very, very hard to let go of them and very hard to get through it. And especially if you're anxiously attached, you're more likely to fall for the love bombing and you're more likely to not really see what it's about. So, you know, love bombing can go through many different ways, and it can happen in anybody's life, really. And you know what? If you feel like you are guilty for this right now and you've love bombed somebody, I do not want you to beat yourself up. I don't want you to do that, because I think we've all done that. Like, even when I look back, there's been, you know, people who have liked me, and I knew that, you know, I was never going to want a relationship with them or to be with them, but I decided to tell them everything they wanted to hear instead, just so I kind of had like that ego boost, just so that they wouldn't leave, right? Just so that they would always kind of like stay around. And I didn't really realize what I was doing and maybe how manipulative that was at the time. But I can kind of look back now and see that, yeah, maybe I've done that in the past. But it's not something to beat myself up about. It's just something to become aware of so that I can now protect other people's feelings and so that I do not fall for it in the future. Because I can also see that I've fallen for it in probably almost every relationship that I've had. I've given in to, like, you know, those red flags right at the beginning when they're telling me they want to move in and they want to do all of these things. And like, the reason why we fall for it is because we want to hear that, right? It makes us feel so good. It's almost like, yeah, we're finally getting everything we want. We're finally getting the person that we want. But that's not the truth. And a lot of times these people might be doing it either to get you, or because they feel bad about something, or because they feel, you know, like pressured into it. Maybe they feel guilty about something. There could be multiple reasons why people are doing this. And it's not to say that people do it with a mean intention, with an intention that's going to ultimately hurt you. It's not to say that. And you know what? Maybe some people will, especially if they are very narcissistic. I'm not going to say that, excuse me, that is not a thing, because with narcissists, love bombing is like such a huge, huge sign and a huge red flag. But a lot of times we tend to overlook these red flags, right? And we just kind of fall for it. Like I was saying, especially if you're an empath, especially if you feel emotions deeply, and especially if you're not used to getting love, like you're just going to fall for it so very easily. And another problem with love bombing is that, you know, we really skip out on the great things. Like, we really skip out on getting to know each other and taking those first, like, few dates, those weeks, those months to, like, really go out on nice dates and, you know, maybe take an adventure here and there and, like, really talk and get to know each other and connect on a different level, right? Love bombing does not allow us to do that. Love bombing just wants us to dive right into the relationship and like love each other as quickly as we can, you know, and go on these massive vacations and move in with each other. And like, you know, I've definitely fell for this, and like I got my heart absolutely broken because of it, because I did fall for it, and it was something that I should have known better. And it's not to say that like this individual is bad, because this individual really isn't bad, but it was something that I should have been more aware of and something that I should have caught on to. And it was a red flag that I should have looked out for. And, you know, a lot of time when these things happen, the person on the other side will really work towards these things, right? They'll work towards moving in with this person. They will work towards on traveling with this person, having kids with this person, right? And the other person really isn't that serious about it. And so it can really, really destroy you in the end. So it's something to really, really look out for. And I think, like, this has been coming up a lot with my clients. And it's really interesting that it's something I've been noticing a lot more of, because it's just something that I have been cluing into more and more these days, you know, doing a lot of research on and like kind of studying the narcissistic behavior and just maybe even the avoidant attachment in general, because a lot of times as well, the avoidant attachment style will say things like this because at the time they want it. They want that commitment. You know, they want to move in with you, they want to travel with you, they want to do all these things with you, but then when things get too serious with them, they tend to back off. And again, it might not be intentional. Maybe it is. A lot of times it isn't intentional. It's just that these people are afraid, and so they say things in the moment because they think they need to say them, right? This is so, so common with the avoidant attachment style. And this is so common with my clients, you know, where they say, I've made these plans with my ex. I did all these things. I wanted this. I wanted that. But I just couldn't do it. I couldn't commit. I couldn't take responsibility. And, you know, a lot of times they feel absolutely terrible in the end that they hurt somebody in the ways that they did with the things that they had said. So again, it's not to say that, you know, the person on the opposite end is being intentional with these things. They might not even realize they're doing it, and they might even want it in the moment. They might just be scared of it when the time comes. So I think love bombing is something that we should all watch out for, especially if you're an empathetic person. And I will say that for myself, I've always been so gullible and naive and like just believed anything, kind of because like, when I was a child, I wasn't really shown love. So anytime that I am shown love, I just cling to it, right? And this has always been a fault of mine. And maybe, especially if you're anxiously attached, you can agree with this. If somebody shows you any type of love, you fall for it. And a lot of times, you know, I have found myself going for narcissists because my mom was a narcissist. So it's like, I just go for what is familiar with me. And it's not to say that my traits after that aren't healthy, because I even realized in my last relationship, like just how unhealthy some of my behaviors are, and like, you know, maybe how manipulative I could have been in this situation or that situation. And like, I didn't mean to be like that, but a lot of my trauma gets brought up, and that's exactly what happens when you are trauma bonded. all of that trauma gets brought up. And this is exactly what happens with love bombing. And more often than not, love bombing really turns into a very, very toxic relationship, because a lot of things that are said will not happen. It was just kind of a way to either get you intentionally or something that happened unintentionally on their part, and their own trauma is getting brought up. So I think that this is a really important subject, just because, again, you know, I've seen it with a lot of my clients, and, you know, from what I've heard, a lot of people think love bombing is great, but it's really not. And if you do want to learn a little bit more on this, I do highly suggest that you just kind of go and search up love bombing, go and search up trauma bonding, and see what it says. Like, it's a very, very interesting concept, to say the least. And I think that it can help us stay out of very toxic situations, especially, you know, if we are insecurely attached, whether that is anxiously attached or avoidantly attached, right? We can all figure out what our own demons are and figure out where we need to go differently and figure out the things that we need to do different next time so that we create a different experience for ourselves and so that we don't hurt people again. And I can honestly say that for myself as well. Like, I have definitely love bombed people before without even realizing what I was doing. It was just for my own selfish reasons, or, you know, maybe I had already hurt them in the past and so I felt like I needed to make up for it. Or like I was saying, I just didn't want them to leave. So I felt like I had to say what I needed to in the moment so that they wouldn't go. And it's been toxic, to say the least. And so I'm just very grateful that I was able to get into the field that I'm in, right, with psychology and just working with the subconscious mind and working with like our childhood programming and stuff like that. Because now not only am I able to help myself, but I'm able to help other people, especially with this podcast, you know, my content, with the therapy that I give people. So I'm just really, really grateful that, you know, I've had the experiences that I've had, that I've been through what I've been through, that I've done the things that I've done, even though these experiences might have not been great and they've hurt me a lot. I'm very grateful. So I'm just going to leave this podcast episode here. If any of you experience, you know, trauma bonding or any type of like narcissistic abuse or love bombing, you know, anybody like discarding you after they say they're going to do something, I really do recommend that you reach out to me, because these are things that we can work through with RTT and hypnotherapy, and we can get down to the root, the cause and the problem of why these things are here, right? And it's probably all going to go back to your childhood. These sessions can be very, very emotional. But if you really do feel like you need to attract different things into your life and you want to be attracting different people and you want to change who you are, then reach out to me, please. Let's get started, because I will tell you that hypnotherapy has helped me realize things in ways that I would have never realized things before. And I know the type of person that I want to be now, the things that I want to change, the things that I need to change, and the type of people that I will never go for again, and the things that I need to look out for. And love bombing is one of those. And hypnotherapy really, really helped me realize this. So I'm going to leave this here. Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in. It would mean the world to me if you were to share this with somebody. Put it on your IG stories, your Snap stories. Send it to your Facebook friends. No, I'm just kidding. Well, not really. But send it to anybody you want to, because I really think this could be very helpful for a lot of people. And I will continue to create content like this. But until then, thank you guys so much. And I'm excited to see you in the next episode.